Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. If you're a new listener, I welcome you. We pray that you're blessed. We're heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday, at the same time. And as I do from time to time, if you ever miss a broadcast or want to rehear one, please feel free to go to our website, www.unveilchrist.org, and you can click on the broadcast and listen at any time. Praise God. Well, I've been ministering about the momentous times in which we are living. And for those of you who know this ministry, we've been in existence now, what, going on 52 years, ever since the Lord raised up this ministry in 1965 through my late husband, Reverend Neil Glass. This ministry has been committed to the Word of God. In fact, the slogan that God gave my husband was the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world. And beloved, we need to rest our faith with absolute certainty and conviction on the truth and absolute inerrancy of the Word of God. He meant what He said. And I know in today's world we're changing things to make them relevant, we feel, for the times and the culture in which we are now living. But human nature has not changed, and God's Word has not changed. People don't like it. They resent and hate Christianity because to say that there is only one way, there's only one absolute truth, Thy Word, O Lord, is truth, that is opposed to the religion of the secular humanists where there's no absolute truth. Everything is relative. It depends on the situation. And so we can understand why there's such hatred and persecution of Christianity. Even in this country, we know that many around the world are laying down their lives for the cause of Christ. Ephesians 4 and 11 states, and we have to understand that some will say, well, that's passed away. Now we've got the, and I'm reading, I have a study Bible where a book, wonderful man of God, but he believes all that has passed with the apostles. Ephesians 4:11 says He gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. For what purpose? For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. And it goes on to say, until we all come into the unity of the faith. Well, I don't know that we have arrived at that place yet, so I guess we probably still need those ministries. Do you suppose? Beloved, the Holy Spirit of God, before the end comes, because He is a God of love, He sent Jesus in the world. He's not willing that any should perish, that all would come to salvation. That's His desire. Will everyone do it? No. You see, because God will not transgress man's free will. God does not send anyone to hell. That's a choice they make on their own because they reject the salvation that is in Jesus Christ. And every one of us is a sinner. We're all children of Adam and Eve. And that original sin was passed down, that sin nature, and it is only done away with through and in the Lord Jesus Christ. When we accept Him, we become born again. That's what Jesus was saying when He was speaking to Nicodemus, the great teacher who knew the law. And He taught the law. But He said, you must be born again. And so God, in His great love, is going to have a final call, if you will. The greatest revival in the history of the church is on its way. It's been preached, it's been prophesied, and I feel it in my spirit. God is going to move in awesome ways as the Holy Spirit prepares us, the church, for this outpouring. He needs you and I anointed because as souls come in, they need to be ministered to, they need to be discipled, they need to be taught the things things of God. God is pouring out His Spirit, and the church needs the manifestation of God's power as never before. This nation, our world, and our people need, and yes, even more strongly, we must have this revival before it's everlastingly too late. Multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision. Eternal destinies are being decided right now. Before anyone can have a steadfast faith for deliverance from the enemy, he must be rid of all uncertainty, all doubt concerning God's will in the matter. Your faith can only be as strong as your knowledge of God's revealed will. That's why this ministry for over 50 years has been preaching the Word of God. It's through the Word of God. It's not through our church programs and ways that we can bring, you know, revival in church and increase in finances. It's none of that. It's the Word of God. It's God's Word is simple, so simple that a child need not err. They can grasp the simplicity of the gospel. T.L. Osborne once wrote, "Every promise of God is indwelt by the power of God, equal to produce what it promises when it is believed and acted upon." That's quite a statement. Think about that. Every one of God's promises, it has the very power of why it's the Word of God. God's Word is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. And when we believe on that, when we act upon it, it has the power to produce what it promises. Numbers 23 and 19 declares, "God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good?" In 1 Kings 8 and 56, it says, "There hath not failed one word of all his good promise." Psalm 119 and 89 says, "Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven." And then, and you know, I always do this at the end of every program, I give you those that are listening, an invitation to write and share your prayer requests. And you might say, "Well, of course I can pray by myself." Well, of course we better pray by ourselves, but there are times, and I have shared this, when I've prayed and there has not been release, there has not been deliverance, I'm still needing God's intervention, that I will ask someone to pray with me. And beloved, there's power in agreement. And why does God do this? Because we need one another. He wants to demonstrate that we need the power of agreement. "Wherever two or three are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst of them." That's what the Word says. Can we have God's presence by ourselves? Of course we can. But as we obey God, there is power. Remember the Tower of Babel? God had to come down and confound the languages because they were in such one accord and unity. Matthew 18 and 19 says, "If two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven." And in verse 20, I just shared that, "Where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them." And then I'm just sharing passages of Scripture. Ecclesiastes 4, 9, 10, and 12 says, "Two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their labor." Verse 10 says, "For if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him that is alone when he falleth, for he hath not another to help him up." And verse 12, "For if one prevail against him, two shall withstand him, and a threefold cord is not quickly broken." And just a couple of other passages I want to share with you. In Deuteronomy, the 32nd chapter, this is basically the prayer of Moses. And at verse 15, he says, he's speaking of Israel now, "Jeshurun. But Jeshurun, Israel, waxed fat and kicked. Thou art waxen fat, thou art grown thick, thou art covered with fatness." And because, in other words, he was being prospered. "Then he forsook God, which made him, and lightly esteemed the rock of his salvation." And then in verse 28, I'm skipping over quite a few verses, He says, "For they are a nation void of counsel, neither is there any understanding in them. Oh, that they were wise, that they understood this, that they would consider their latter end. How should one chase 1,000 and two put 10,000 to flight, except their rock had sold them and the Lord had shut them up?" And then in Joshua, the 23rd chapter, verse 10, although I'm going to read verse 8, "But cleave unto the Lord your God as ye have done unto this day. For the Lord hath driven out from before you great nations and strong. But as for you, no man hath been able to stand before you unto this day. One man of you shall chase 1,000. For the Lord your God, he it is that fighteth for you, as he hath promised. Take good heed therefore unto yourselves, that ye love the Lord your God." These scriptures are basically telling us that one can chase 1,000 and two shall be able to put 10,000 to flight. Praise God. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for the power that we have in agreement. And Father, I'm praying for everyone now who is in agreement with me. God, I pray that you will move in their situation. For the Spirit of the Lord would say, "Yea, my anointing is upon you and shall destroy the yoke. Yea, the yoke of bondage, that you shall walk in liberty and in freedom. And you shall know it is I, your Lord, who delivers you from every snare, from every trial, from every strategy of the enemy. And you shall give me praise. Be strong and be of good courage, for I am with you, says the Lord. Faint not, fear not, for I will not forsake you, says your God." Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I feel his anointing going out to you right now. Receive the word of the Lord. Receive his anointing. Receive his power right now. Father, from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet, let them feel the very presence and anointing of God, breaking every yoke of bondage, every bit of sickness, every bit of a financial privation. God, that you will move and you will undertake, and we give you praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, I could go on for an hour, but I must bring this broadcast to a close. Thank you for joining me. I love you. I thank you for your prayerful support, and I pray for you every day. I want you to know that. That's my pledge. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.